بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Just want to share a quick hadith here. This is narrated by Kharija, the son of Zayd ibn Thabit. And he says that a group of people came to Zayd ibn Thabit and they said, tell us the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, what should I tell you? He said, I was his neighbor. And when the wahi would come, when the revelation came, he would send for me and I wrote it down for him. And if we were to mention the dunya, he would mention it with us. And if we were to mention the akhirah, he would mention it with us. And if we were to mention food, he would mention it with us. So all this I tell you about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here, subhanAllah, his Sina Zayd ibn Thabit, he was radiallahu anhu, he was one of the people who gathered the Quran. And he was the writer of one of the writers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Quran, of the revelation. So he was his neighbor, and he says it's not that he doesn't have hadith. He would see him so often, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here he's saying, what can I tell you? What should I tell you about his akhlaq? Was so amazing. He was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had this revelation. There was revelation given to him. He was a prophet of God sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with all that, with all his high rank, in another hadith he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Jannah, heaven, is prohibited for the prophets until I enter it, and it is prohibited for all nations until my nation enters it. This is his lofty rank, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet when they talked about the dunya, he'd talk about it with them. And when they talk about food, he'd talk about it with them. I.e., he never had an air about him that, oh, let's not, others would say, oh, let's not talk about this in front of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because, you know, he's too good for that, right? They were comfortable. They could be themselves, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, around him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One could say, quote unquote, he was a down-to-earth man, yet his reality was that he was ma'rafiq al-a'la. As he says in his last words, was to be with the highest companion, with the greatest company, which was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outwardly, he would be engaged with the Sahaba, you know, be easygoing. His character would be allow them to be themselves. Yet he was inwardly, his reality was with the greatest company, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to give us tawfiq to follow his akhlaq, and also give us some of that enviable suhba that the sahaba experienced, that they talk about the dunya, talk about the akhirah, talk about food. Ya Rabbun, and this is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.